Hello YouTube. In today's video, I would like to make an argument of why any negotiations, any peace negotiations between Russia, Ukraine, and the United States will be likely devoid of any substance. And as such, I strongly argue that they would either fail or they wouldn't bring any results. And nowadays you hear a lot of talks, you hear a lot of expectations floating around that things could change in relation to Ukraine. Of course, those expectations are ignited by the election of Donald Trump, who promised to resolve the conflict in Ukraine, and also by the changing nature of this conflict, by some Russian progress in the front line, and just the general change of mood in Ukraine itself. However, if one looks critically at major components necessary for the peace at the moment, you basically won't find any. And in the contrast, you would actually find a lot of evidence to say that negotiations will likely fail. So what do I mean by that? Let me dissect this by bringing you three important points I want to make in relation to this current status quo in the conflict. So the first thing that needs to be solved from Russian perspective is the question of NATO expansion. And the question of NATO expansion, of course, in relation to Ukraine or to other post-Soviet states such as Georgia. I would strongly argue that no American administration, including Donald Trump's administration, will subscribe to the notion of not allowing Ukraine to become part of NATO in the future. Or in other words, no American administration will abandon NATO open door policy. Of course, from Russian perspective, this is the key element of this conflict. This is what this conflict is all about from the Russian perspective. And as you can observe by listening to different interviews with the Russian leadership, they won't subscribe to any peace until it includes neutralization of Ukraine and to the NATO expansion. And also it's important to notice that the famous Istanbul negotiations in 2022 involved the resolution of this, or involved resolution to this problem. So the second point is the current Russian frontline gains. And as you may know, Russia advances pretty steadily in the Donetsk direction of the front line. And in general, if you go to the map, and if we just open the map, if we look to the current situation, and you know, you go back and forth in time, you can see that those developments are pretty significant. So let's go back, for example, to the November. And now we can scroll to December. As you can see, Russian forces advance pretty steadily there, especially in Donetsk direction. And of course, it means from Russian perspective that there is no point in stopping this advance until you get some, as we go to the point one, until you get some sort of guarantee resolution of this conflict. This is the second point, that until Russians have steady advances in the front line, the chances for Russians to actually stop them and to seize those advances are very slim. Only if Russians, of course, getting something significant in return. And the last point I want to make, and of course it's connected to the first two points, is the fact that Russia basically rejects ceasefire at the moment. And there's, you know, plenty of evidence to support it if you just listen to the recent interviews of Russian diplomatic leadership, such as Lavrov's interview to Tucker Carlson, or Deputy Foreign Minister Repkov to CNN. They all saying that that basically Russia is not interested in any type of ceasefire. Russia is interested only in long-term solution to this conflict. And I think with these kind of three points in mind, that there should be some resolution to NATO expansion that we don't really have at the moment. And I think, you know, there will be no certainty in new Trump's administration of how to deal with this problem. Second, that you have a frontline gains that where Russia advances pretty fast and steadily. And the third, that Russia basically rejects any ceasefire. And if you think from the perspective of Trump's administration, from what we've heard so far, their idea of peace is basically the idea of, first and foremost, of a ceasefire that can maybe lead to some more substantial peace negotiations. However, if Russia is really not interested in a ceasefire, and if the US won't be willing to abandon NATO open door policy, then we won't really have any substance behind those negotiations, if negotiations occur. So this is my key argument. Then one shouldn't really expect much from those negotiations. And unfortunately, they will likely fail. Of course, it becomes an interesting question of how exactly the situation develops in the future, of whether we are going to have potentially even larger escalation. I mean, time will show, but again, it's something to keep in mind when you have this, when you have like those floating ideas of soon to be achieved peace. Unfortunately, I do not think it's quite attainable. So thank you for your attention. Please subscribe. And if you like the channel, comment. And I'll see you in the next video.